Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our May Day edition of Animal World, and fresh off the love train. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be set up with a link to stream the show. And it is May Day. We are choosing to bring to mind the positive thoughts of May Day, which is all about flowers. And I remember in grade school making little paper stapled together, little paper baskets, and I would pick bluebells and andromeda and all the little spring type flowers and fill those little paper baskets up. And then I would sneak around the neighborhood up and down the block and put them on neighbors' doorknobs. And I got so much joy out of that. I loved sharing flowers and doing May Day baskets. So maybe you can start a tradition with your kids and do May Day baskets. It's a fun thing to do. So anyway, we're doing the positive stuff today. All righty. And speaking of that, helping animals in India would be helpanimalsindia.org. That would be the website. You got to check them out. Great organization. Of course, it's headquartered here in Seattle and founded here in Seattle. And so the chief cook and bottle washer, well, founder of Help Animals India, Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear the kitty purring into the, he wants to say something.
So you got a kitty. I can't hear the kitty purring. But
we just turned right on your phone there.
No,
so
he's nuzzling the phone.
Is he still
on
purring?
My shoulder. He likes to hang out there.
Now, he's a big orange kitty, isn't it? If I remember the pictures. Isn't he a big orange kitty?
So, yeah. So, good morning, everyone. This is calling and representing Help Animals India right here in the Seattle area.
Well, so you better, for anybody that's just tuning in and doesn't know, what is Help Animals India? Give us a lowdown.
Okay, Help Animals India is a USA nonprofit 501c charity, and we give grants, training, and advice to the wonderful animal groups in India and Nepal who benefit from all of our help, and we can help them spay neuter the dogs and rescue the animals from the streets. And the situation is very different there. So I have three topics to go over today with you.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
but just so all of you know, Eileen, started this organization to truly help the animals of India. And, you know, it's a very different country than here where we live. And so there aren't just dogs and cats to deal with that we talk about here. There's all kinds of different kind of animals, and they're, you know, maybe elephants or monkeys, but they also have dogs and cats, and it's a much different world than we live in. And I love Help Animals India because it isn't like it's just one thing that they do. They are able to work with all kinds of different organizations around India and support all kinds of animals. But of course, we know we do end up talking a lot about, you know, dogs and cats and what's going on with them in India. But there's so many other things going on. So I'm very curious, Eileen, what would you like to start with talking about?
Well, today is May Day and International Workers' Day, so we have a post on our social media talking about the beasts of burden and the animal workers throughout these countries, and how we are supporting them and how we're helping them, and how, you know, the norms of just loading on to the donkey or the horse, you know, without any care or abandoning them to the street is just not acceptable. So we do what we can to support the shelters that take them in. And, you know, if the donkey is going to be working, and at least put a blanket on their back, and teach the donkey owners and how to treat them better and support them too, because you know, with the pandemic and the situations, life's not easy. And if you go to India, or you know, you wouldn't be so shocked to see an abandoned horse or donkey just, you know, in the street, you know, or
right,
along with all the other street animals. So they deserve to be in sanctuary. So this International Workers' Day, we want to remember the animals who are working.
Well, now, and I wonder, so International Workers' Day, interesting. And I want to deviate just a little bit from that, because it occurred to me when you were talking generally that one of the questions I have is if, you know, I'm curious to know what's going on with the state of like COVID and pandemic stuff around the world. And, you know, we've got one state going on here in our country here. But then we've got stuff, you know, in China, they've got, you know, zero tolerance and lockdown and fences around apartments. And it's crazy. Do you know what's going on in India in generally around the virus?
I'll tell you what has sort of taken over than COVID is the heat wave. And it's unprecedented.
So that's a bigger issue, the heat now, than the virus.
Because the temperatures are higher than the records have ever shown. Since So they've already had 40 Celsius, which is about 105, and it's very early for that. So this is India. You have the heat for the next few months, and then the monsoon comes. If you've ever seen the movie Lagan, L-A-G-A-A-N, it's a wonderful movie, and you know how the celebration comes when the rains finally come. But from right now until the rains come, it's a tough haul. So for the street animals, for the people, the workers, so many human workers work outside. And
is this pretty much the entire country, Eileen?
Well, you know, it varies, but pretty much everywhere it is increasing heat. It's very worrisome. So then the monsoon comes, and then you have to worry about flooding. But anyhow, that's a few months off. So for right now, with the group,
right now it's the heat.
We're supporting. I think I mentioned this last month. Putting out water bowls for the animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How's that going?
Yeah, that's a lot of volunteers. And actually, it's a tradition, an ancient tradition in India, to put out water for travelers and, you know, right outside your house, fresh water for them. So then the water bowls, we have pictures of the dogs drinking, the cows, and, of course, the birds and... So a lot of volunteers step up to, you know, the groups provide the water bowls, and then the volunteers take them and place them around. So that's a big project.
I was just wondering if they have problems with drought and so forth, but it sounds like in a big general area, probably not so much, because the heat wave is followed by the monsoon season and all of that. Hot as it is, it sounds like that there would, because I'm always astounded when you give us the numbers, but aren't we, you know, because domestic animals are not lived with in kind of the same way that we do in this country. And you put out numbers like, 33 million street dogs, which is mind boggling to me. I have trouble wrapping my head around that. But In this kind of heat, when you're talking that it's already well above 100, and that is the big issue right now, you really need to stay hydrated. And animals are no exception. And if there's no water around, holy mackerel. But, you know, it's wonderful to have someone like Help Animals India that is actually thinking about that, and that you've got your supporting programs over there that are teaching people how to put out water for the animals to make sure that they have some.
Yeah,
I know I do that around here.
We're helping to support that, but that's an ancient tradition. So all the, you know, the people have heard of it, and you know, for many families, it's just part of their culture.
And that with that many street dogs and so forth, I mean, that has to be that many millions and millions of them, because there's a problem with overbreeding and overpopulation. Are you making a dent in the spaying and neutering department over there?
Yes. And, you know, they fell back so far with the pandemic. So it's hard to keep up, and definitely making a dent. But it's an overwhelming task that many, many, many groups are working towards.
All right. But it sounds like a really great time right now to be focusing on supporting that tradition of putting out water for the animals. Now would it be correct in assuming that now we're into the summertime in India right now? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a subtropical area, and you have the vast desert areas in the north. We don't have projects there so much. You know, that's where the camels live. So, you know, there's many different terrains, and we're working in Nepal a lot. Would they say it's even hot there? But, you know, that's a very north area. And so, it varies according to the areas.
All right. What else is on your list of things we need to chat about?
Well, we're working on getting some more elephants.
Ooh.
And, I think I sent you that video we have of three elephants right now.
Yes.
The video was of two of the
yes.
elephants.
Yes.
Who are the best friends. And so the getting more elephants is a long process that involves the Indian government. But we have nine elephants targeted that are range in age from 1.5 to 69 years old. And
wow.
Those need help. So we're working with all the authorities and having to go to court and getting them to sign off. So it takes some time, but we're going to support another nine elephants. So.
And so these would be elephants that are in kind of domestic situations? Are they being used for entertainment or that sort of thing? And they just are in not good condition, so you're trying to rescue them?
Yeah, we call them captive elephants.
Okay.
There's about 2,500 captive elephants in
India. That's...
So,
excuse me, 2,500? That's a lot of captive elephants.
Yeah, and then there's elephant trading going on. We don't want that to happen. Where they'll, you know, there's a lot less poaching and problems like that than you have in, let's say, Africa. But there's still nefarious activities that go on, and the elephants suffer. And the population has decreased so much. Over the years.
Of the wild elephants?
Yeah. We can just rescue a few and keep them in sanctuaries and keep them happy. And, you know, after a lifetime in chains or just in a corral by themselves, they need special veterinary care to be in captivity. You know, they're not out walking in the forest. And so when you're on concrete... The elephant hoofs, is it called hoofs? They need to have special care. So right now we have the veterinarians that go out and check on these elephants. But in terms of actually getting more into a sanctuary, that takes time.
Well, it sounds like, too, with such a large captive elephant population in India, but it sounds like the problems would be similar to what we would see in zoo elephants in this country. You know, that the habitat is not, it's not natural for them to be in small areas and stand on concrete, you know, and or so forth. In elephants on their own, you know, walk hundreds of miles, and they're walking all the time. And that's what helps keep their physical bodies healthy, and their feet healthy.
You think of the tradition of keeping elephants in India. I mean, it goes back, thousands of years. where the king would have hundreds of elephants, and then they would use them in fighting and wars. And
wow.
So, you know, just seeing them as the beings that they need to be in their own family structure, and not, you know, being slaves to humans, you know, that takes a huge cultural shift.
Yeah, and so that, of course, is what you're working to support and help these animals. And I imagine that since there's so many captive elephants, that the quality of life for them as it was, it has probably deteriorated greatly over the COVID and pandemic stuff, because if these elephants were used for money and entertainment, a lot of that just went away.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to, there's an ancient fort in Jaipur where people would go for elephant rides. They would have about 100 elephants there, just standing around all day waiting for, you know, tourists to come and get on and take a ride, which, you know, we don't support that. But what's, you know, those elephants need to be fed, and what's going to happen to all those elephants? So, you know, people should know not to support elephant rides or camel rides. I have a friend, she's going to Morocco, and all her friends are going on a camel ride. And just so you can sit up there and take a photo and, you know, send to your friends. So, you know, I just asked her to investigate the situation for the camels. You know, you can't just stop these industries cold and what happens to the animals. So
well, that, you know, that's a good warning in general, Eileen, for our listeners. And, you know, if you're traveling around the world, I mean, because traveling is picking up again, people are starting to go places. We've all got ants in our pants because we haven't been able to go anywhere. Well, if you go to other countries, other cultures, and there are animals involved in entertainment, because that's what we would call this, wouldn't it, Eileen? Entertainment for elephant rides. And when you were talking about that, it reminded me of, you know, when you go to the fairs here in the summer, they got the corral of ponies, so you can go have a pony ride. Well, India's different. It sounds like they have elephant rides, so they're like 100 elephants and you'd go and ride there. So anyway, if you're traveling, you're going around the country, different countries, different cultures, and there are animals involved that it's some kind of entertainment for you, let your higher self take over, do some investigation and find out, because, you know, we may think it's a wonderful experience to get on that elephant ride around, or you know, do this or that with animals in different places, the camel rides or sort of thing. But if you're feeding an industry that is horribly abusing these animals, well, then your 5 minutes of a photo op or a thrill because you got to touch a wild animal, I mean, you're not serving those animals. You're making life worse for them. So it is something to think about.
On and on, you know, remember swimming with the dolphins and all these things.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a controversial subject, because sometimes, you know, maybe the animals are treated very well and actually enjoy human interactions. So we don't know, but for people like us, it is hard to travel, and then you see these situations, and you can't do anything about it. And Ingrid Newkirk from PETA told me long back, she can't travel to these countries, and that's how I got involved in Help Animals India, because, you know, I went there, and I said, oh, no, you know, it's like 100 years behind our times in terms of the way animals are treated there. And it's not out of abuse or people are not kind. It's just they might have situations that are very limiting for them to be extra kind to the animals, or they don't know any better, or they're just used to these kind of conditions. And we're not used to seeing that, and we don't want to see that. We want to help and make things better for them.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Well, we need to take care of advertisers here. So this is a good time to do that. We will take care of advertisers and then we will come back and join Eileen again. And I know there's more on her list of what we've got to talk about. But, you know, be thinking about it, folks. And when you start to travel again, keep the animals in mind. And because we don't want to do anything to make things worse. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Help AnimalsIndia.org, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of our May Day edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from wonderful NuPro supplements. That's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. Check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And gosh, if you need your dog's hair coat and skin needs help, their NuPro supplements absolutely phenomenal, and the best cat vitamins in the world. Great treats for your kitty friends, calling them their NuPro Nuggets. For our kitty friends, so check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And our premier sound energy healer of the area, Jude Ponton, is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, whispering-dragon.com. You can go in for acutonics, acupressure, chiropractic, sound, harmonic energy shifting, and oh, what a great experience it is, and so healing. And did you know that acutonics and the tuning forks work on animals too? And And Jude has a wonderful book, Acutonics for Cats and Dogs, that tells you how to do it with your animal friends, and you get the forks from them. So you got to check it out. It really is incredible stuff. I use the forks for me and my animal friends on a daily basis. So whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And then, you know, I do behavior therapy and help people privately with their dogs in their homes and solve problems quickly. And I'm very grateful for all the business. I'm in real high demand, but I'm not able to keep up with it so much right at the moment. So be a squeaky wheel if you need to talk to me. I always talk to you for free on the phone. So 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are going to get back with Eileen Weintraub is here, the founder and president of Help Animals India. Incredible website, helpanimalsindia.org. If you haven't checked it out, you really need to. So anyway, Eileen, where were we in our conversation?
Oh, well, moving on, Martha, I want to thank you for everything. And also just remind everyone that we do a newsletter, and it's only every other month. So then we fill you in on all the good stories and the animals that we say that from hurt to healed and how they're rescued from the street and given loving homes. So that's the newsletter has all those good stories in it. And you can sign up on our website, helpanimalsindia.org. It comes up right away. Just put your email there.
And I'll tell you, I get lots of emails from animal organizations and stuff and lots of newsletters and stuff. But boy, Eileen is just top notch here. The website, one of the best websites I've ever seen, most informative and so wonderful. But her email newsletters are phenomenal. And the information is great. So, don't worry, but she doesn't bug in and send too much stuff. And what does come is just packed with, great information.
Go ahead. The newsletter had the new vehicles that we funded.
So, yeah.
For only $7,000, we buy an animal ambulance for these places that, otherwise they have to, people there, they don't have their own cars sometimes, so they have to take the animal on the back of a motorcycle or a scooter or what's called an auto rickshaw. Those are those little tut-tuts that go all around India. So then they have a vehicle, and it says animal ambulance on it, and then it says animals are ours to care for, reminding people that they're their community animals, and they should, have pride in their own area's animals. And they do when they see that animal ambulance coming. It's just a mind-opening awareness for them. And we call it animal care ambulance. Now, years ago, Seattle was calling their animal shelter animal control. They finally changed it to animal care and control. I think that's what it's called now. So it's not just to get rid of problem animals. It's to help animals. So
you said something, you brushed over it pretty quickly, but I was going to say, did you say that you were able to purchase this animal ambulance for them for $7,000?
Yeah, the vehicles, not just for them, but for many places, and I highlighted a few in the last newsletter. So, everything is, the dollar is very strong, so things are about 10 times for some things and much less costly in India and Nepal. So we can buy all sorts of things that we couldn't afford here.
Oh, it sounds like our money goes a long, long way. I mean, $7,000 for an animal ambulance.
Well,
I mean,
a fully equipped ambulance, that would be just, your basic vehicle with a few cages in it. A fully equipped ambulance, which we have now, is about $15,000. And that
but even so, that's you couldn't touch that over here. You couldn't even buy the vehicle for that much.
Yeah.
So our money goes a lot farther over there, which is nice.
Yeah. So they have that ambulance set up in the center of town, and they're doing spay-neuters right there. And there's always a big crowd watching. You know, India with 1.3 billion people, you know, there's always people everywhere. So, you know, they're watching and learning how to take care of their community animals.
And well, in a situation like that, Eileen, say that you've got the animal ambulance is out there, they're doing spays and neuters. Does that mean they're just like collecting some of the street dogs and spaying and neutering them and then turning them loose again? Or do people bring in animals to them to be spayed and neutered? Or how does that kind of work?
People bring in their community. I don't know if they, you know, if they're their own dogs, maybe they're, you know, there are some vets, private vets for people who have money. People do have their own animals, you know, that like we have and keep them in their house. But mostly what these groups are helping is the community dogs. And the community dogs, many of them have caretakers. So just we have the feral cat projects and we
train
cats and then people feed them. So they'll have the caretakers, and they'll bring the dogs there, and then they'll take them back to recover, you know, in their house or near.
Great.
The house.
So you know they have some kind of an ongoing relationship with these dogs and so forth because they care for them. So it's easy for them to bring them in, you know, bring them to be spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
Now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if they don't have a community caretaker, then they're spayed and neutered and then taken to another place to recover for a few days before they're released. And it's very important to have them released back in their neighborhood. So there's a whole system now. They have all their phones and all these tracking devices. You know, it's very advanced. You know, a lot of the developing world, they never got landlines, but they all got the mobile phones. And so they have all this technology on their phones to track the dogs, make sure they get back in their correct place. And I heard they were coming up with collars that have the microchip right on the collar. But I think they, because they haven't advanced to microchipping the actual animal. I hope we can do that in the future.
That would be a big undertaking. Now, I think it used to be when you got started and was there weren't a lot of veterinarians and they didn't know how to do spays and neutering, but you have supported all of that cause, and it sounds like they know what they're doing now and can perform.
You know, it varies. So basically the veterinarians in India were mostly for the farm animals, the cows, you know, for the rural people needed help with their farm animals, so they weren't. The pet culture hadn't developed, and the street dogs were not a priority. The British were killing them since 1850, and that went on. It didn't work. They still had all these dogs. So in 1960, it was outlawed that you couldn't kill the street dogs. So the spay-neuter of groups got started, and a lot of it was sponsored by the government, but some of the operations weren't very good and they didn't know sterile technique. So there's all sorts of groups that help train the vets further, and we just sponsored one of those trainings for the Northeast India, which is a place that gets very little coverage or help. So the vets need to learn how to do spay neuter, and cats also. That was something that no one knew how to do. So they're learning that also.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it sounds like there's just all kinds of good work going on. It just, I think it's going to be needed for a long time, you know, to catch up. But it certainly sounds like a lot of good progress is being made. And how long does the heat wave in the summer season last? When does it turn over to monsoon season?
I think like in July or August. So
okay. So just a few more months of the heat.
Months coming up.
Yeah. So this would not be the best time of year to go traveling to India.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't go after February.
February, okay.
Well, that's us. You know, we're not used to it. You know, if you see some Indian, you know, sometimes the a lot of people from India, they bring their parents here, and you'll see them, you know, we're out there, and sure, they're all bundled up, so they're not used to our climate, and we're not used to theirs. But still, it makes it tough to, you know, be out in 105 degrees no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, they're used to normally much warmer than we are.
Yeah, I know. I melt. I didn't do so well last year when we had the big heat wave. So anything else we need to talk about here?
Well, I know I heard on the weather that they're saying we're not expected to get another heat wave like that this year.
Oh, good. Have you heard we're not going to get one?
Well, chances are that was an abnormal event, and I can't say for sure, but that's what one of the weathermen said. And all this rain that we've been having is keeping down the fire danger in Washington State. Not to say the rest of the West, you know, is not having a problem,
right? Because I'm already hearing news reports about the unusual, even worse drought in California.
California, New Mexico, Arizona, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So we're good for the time being.
We really are quite blessed living in this area. We don't have near the problems that go on elsewhere.
The bird flu hasn't come here, and you know, we don't get Lyme disease, and I don't want to mention too much. So,
we don't have all the poisonous critters over here and all that sort of thing. Anyway, we're pretty blessed here in the Pacific Northwest. But I'm glad to hear you say that, Eileen. I'm going to hold you to that there's not going to be a 100-degree heat wave this summer. Well, I was just thinking yesterday, you know, do I need to start thinking about buying another portable air conditioner or something, you know, so that I'm better prepared? But I mean, even though, you know, normally you don't need one maybe 1 week a year here or a few days. But I mean, last year, I mean, I swear I almost melted.
Well, we have to learn how to acclimate also, and, you know, to try that off.
Yeah. Well, I remember we were coming up with all kinds of great tips last year to stay cool. Anyway, I sure appreciate all that you do, Eileen, for our animal friends, and especially keeping us informed about what's going on, you know, with Help Animals India, and directing, you know, where our money goes, and making sure it gets to the right place and helping the right animals. I mean, I love seeing that my automatic donation goes through every month, because I know I'm doing my little part to help all of those critters.
You're doing
over
your
there.
Big part, Martha. Thank you so much.
And that's the other thing about, you know, Eileen's website, or the helpanimalsindia.org website, is so good. And it's just it's real easy to sign up for the newsletter. It's easy to make a normal one-time donation. It's easy to set up a monthly donation. And that's what I've done. And I've found that solved all my problems, because I could never remember to send the donations and I'd mess it up. But this way it's just automatic and I don't even have to think about it.
So with the automatic donations, it really helps us plan, because India, you know, we get disasters there, and then we have the money to go out and help.
Yeah. So if you can, and you know, don't worry about the amount. Every little bit helps. So whatever you can afford to do, pop on to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up to do a regular monthly donation, because then Eileen can really plan where those funds are going. And I just can't believe how meticulous she is, and what a great job she does at distributing, you know, the monies and supporting these organizations. We just couldn't support anyone that's doing a better job. So Eileen, thank you so much for all that you do. And I look forward to talking to you every month. And
thank you, Martha. Let's hope that next month world news is better. Thank you.
Yeah, that we've got some good news. Where India is, you know, I know that, you know, we, of course, are being affected by, you know, the war in Ukraine and so forth, because we're helping so much. Do you know, is that effects of that spilling over to India at all? Are they affected by this war situation?
No, they
they're far enough removed from it.
Yeah, I mean, they're more neutral, and some of the workers had trouble getting back.
Okay.
I don't know. Ukraine and China. Some of the Indian workers, they still can't get out of China. They've been stuck there since 2020.
Yeah, so there's some crazy stuff going on. So anyway, let's all think good thoughts, peace around the world, and let's hope that by next month there have been some real positive changes.
Yes. Thank you.
All righty. Eileen, okay. Thank you so much for that wonderful work you do. And please give that wonderful big orange kitty a motor and a purr from Aunt Martha and Animal World.
Okay. See you next
All righty.
Time.
Thank you, Eileen. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Gosh, it's always just so nice to know how much great work that we're doing and helping with through Help Animals India. I hope you can find it in your heart to do a donation. Helpandanimalsindia.org. All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers and then we'll come back, do a quick little current event. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues and another love train coming up at the top of the hour right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and let's see, we just heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She, of course, does the bioenergetic synchronization technique along with energy codes, and just like Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and you can work with her in her office at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she also works remotely, and she, of course, is still offering a free introductory session to anybody that asks her. So take advantage of this woman because she's a phenomenal healer. And I just get rave reviews from her, and I really enjoy working with her myself. So it's Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. I'm going to give you a phone number, and all you got to do is call or text her at this number and say, hey, I heard Martha, I want a free session. And that's all it takes. And so call her or text her at 206-841-1992, and get your free session. All righty. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates, and you get links on website and interview and show. And so it's really a great deal. And I'd love to chat with you about it. You can send me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. It looks like we have time to do current events.
Hey,
Friday, speaking of entertainment here. And of course, we do have on the current events link. If you want lots more details and links to connect with all of this stuff, you can go to the Animal World website, which is marthanorwalk.com, and then click on current events, and you'll get all this detailed stuff. And the first link, first item is a link for a safe website to donate to help the animals of Ukraine, because boy, do they need a lot of help. Let's see. Now, to just told you about Linda Rasmussen and a free session, you can call her at 206-841-1992. Remember, our wonderful personal awareness coach, communicator, and psychic gal, that would be Natasha Venter. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. She's got some custom classes that she schedules individually. And of course, she's always available for a reading, and her prices are more than reasonable. And you can tune in with Natasha and give her a call. Also, remember that she's doing podcasts at 4 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays. And so you can look for Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications on YouTube. Anyway, give her a call if you'd like to schedule a reading, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. You want to talk to her in person or get a free little reading? You can do that when she's on the air with me. That's normally the third Sunday of the month, and that is, in fact, going to happen this month. So that would be 2 weeks from today. Natasha will be in the studio with us. So look forward to that. All righty, Northwest Stream Center up in South Everett at McCollum Park. Yesterday was the last official day of the Swamp Lantern Festival. I don't know if they still have any more skunk cabbage to go see. You'd have to call them and find out. But they are doing two sections of a summer camp for kids this year. And the first one is June 27th through July 1st, and that's for kids entering grades 3 through 5, and then Botany Boot Camp for kids entering grades 1 and 2 is July 5th through the 8th. So if you would like to check those out for your kids, just give Northwest Dream Center a call, 425-316-8592. All righty, let's see. And then, some things for Positive Alliance, and that's Positive, P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org. They are still celebrating the Big Give event, of course, and everybody's been celebrating that, but you can still go to their website and give. They're celebrating through the 4th of May, so you can still get in on that. And then they've got Bark in the Parks happening, and this would be, of course, Bark in the Parks for the Seattle Mariners. And Bark in the Park, I think, means you get to take your dog to the baseball game. Mm-hmm. So, Nathan, you know about that?
Bark I do. In the Parks? We've taken our dogs to a couple Bark in the Parks, at Tacoma Rainiers and Mariners as well, and they reserve a little section. I think it's kind of behind home plate, I believe it is. They had the lookout landing, and it's more of an open space, and they set up like fake grass lawns for you to take your dog on to use the bathroom or take care of stuff like that. So pretty cool, neat event.
So you'd recommend people do this?
Yeah, go it's to a Bark fun in the thing park. To go to.
Cool. And okay, and Abby, had a good time? Abby,
We haven't taken Abby to one yet.
Oh, was it? This was of another dog that you've
Yeah, our neighbor's dogs.
Neighbor's dog. Oh, okay. All right.
And they give you little Mariners dog collars or bandanas to put on your dog, too. So you get little goodies for your animal friend.
Okay, so let's see. Positive Alliance has the Barks in the Parks listed as May 9th. June 27th and August 23rd, as well as September 28th. And they're partnering with the Seattle Mariners to bring in adoptable dogs on these days and all of that. So if you can get tickets for these things, these Bark in the Parks, if you go to the positivealliance.org website. And then let's see, they've got Petapalooza. Will be Saturday, May 21st in Auburn. They'll be giving out free pet ID tags. It's a community event. And again, if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. There's links to all of these places on our current events page. And then they've got a Ridwills Collection Drive, July 11th through the 22nd. They're partnering with Ridwell to collect clothing and food donations for Positive Alliance. And there's a link to that on our website as well. Let's see, for Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their annual fur ball auction is going to be May 21st. And they're going to have a Homeward open house August 26th. Let's see, for Seattle Humane, it's their 125th anniversary this year. So it's going to be a very special Tuxes and Tails, which is going to be Saturday, May 7th. So that's next Saturday. And it's at Magnuson Park. So you better check it out, seattlehumane.org or tuxesandtails.org. I know they usually have a separate website set up for this, and to see if you can still join the celebration. And Paws Walk benefit is still going on. It goes on through May 6th. And then we've already talked about what will happen next week. It is the second Sunday of the month, and it's happening as usual, which means Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us doing free remote treatments with bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic rebalancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code stuff. So if you'd like to be tuned up for free, and your animal friends, then be here next week and give us a call. All righty, so that's going to wrap us for hour number two. And then hour number three, we'll start off with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, probably our neediest charity here that we support. So really need some help for Laura and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Then we'll chat with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, find out what's going on up at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall for the month of May. And now that means it's time to get ready for the love train. We get to do it one more time. Remember, this is your exercise for the day and week. And we know from, you know, our regular Diane, her chiropractor says dancing at home is the best exercise you can do. So, hey, here we go. We're going to be part of the exercise thing. Get your, all that energy flowing. And dancing is required, folks. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up on your feet, join the love train with me and Nathan. I'll come by and cruise through your home and pick you up. And we're spreading the love and the light all over the world. Peace on earth, especially in Europe. Peace. And let's spread it all over the place. Love. It is the most powerful energy on the planet. And I always energize up the love train music to energize us up more for this day and this week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy conscious cosmic energy, our bodies with thy concentration, or our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Stay right where you are, everybody. The love train's coming through, and Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.